What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. What's up, Survivor Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Cast. I am your host, Jeff, and breathing heavily into the mic. And if you're watching on the live stream, is the guy in the window next to me, and that is Scott. Welcome to the show. Why are you breathing so heavy?
That was me breathing? I didn't realize I was breathing that heavy into it. It was just such an exciting tribal council that I'm just so breathing heavy.
All right, Jason, welcome to the show. Speaking of breathing heavy.
Hey. Not breathing heavy is you two motherfuckers, although I'm living right near the epicenter of Corona in Louisiana. So.
That's right. And yet you still go to work, don't you?
Or did
you?
Not after today. After today, I'll be home for at least a week. Okay. But, you know, it is kind of a little bit of a shit show in terms of what they're telling us and what they're not telling us. So today I just like, F it. I'm taking it upon myself. I have enough work to keep me busy for the next week, so I'm staying here.
All right. Then I take it everybody watched Survivor week 6.
Well, there's nothing else to watch.
True.
And we already talked about the NFL draft yesterday. So, I'm going to break tradition and not talk about Extinction Island. I think we need to talk about the headline, and that is the Tribal Council, the second Tribal Council, where Denise just... when she said what did she say? That there's never been an opportunity in my Survivor career that I've been able to do something that was considered a game changer. I thought she was talking about just making the deal.
Me too. So I have a question. The second one she used on Jeremy, was that the last tribal council she could use that on? Because I know, what's the girl she voted on? Sharon?
Sandra.
Sandra said I only can use it one more time, or I only have one more tribal council that I can use this. Was that the same for
Denise?
For Denise? I was just wondering why she used them both.
I have a feeling, I thought the same thing, that was the case, that maybe she had to play it too. So why not play it for Jeremy? Or,
yeah, I mean,
to be honest, why not ensure everything? Get Sandra out, and you just completely took control of that sub-tribe.
I don't know about take control, but she definitely got Jeremy on her side now.
Yeah, for sure.
Watching on Facebook, he says, "Good evening, donkeys. I have no clue who or what you're talking about."
So, right, it was confusing because she could have just used Sandra's. If Sandra's had to be used, she could have just used Sandra's and saved her own. So I'm not sure why she had to play it, other than
unless she thought she was being played and Jeremy would have been voted out, which then just means she's the next to go.
Or also,
no,
if she
because
knew...
she then had a, if they, so she had to have played this idol.
We don't know. She could have held her own and had to play Sanders, but I guess if she thought that Jeremy was going to get voted out and she needed him to stay in the game, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, or in case somebody switched and voted for Jeremy, like as a burn vote or whatever. I don't know.
What's Adam saying? A podcast with no volume.
Tell him to turn your volume up.
Yeah, you check your mute button.
But I mean, it was a huge move, and I think Denise had said, you know, in her season she was on the bottom for a lot of the time and just survived her way through.
Let's go. And
in a season like this, you know, you've got to at least make some kind of move. I mean, everybody's just too good, and it is wild that, you know, Sandra kind of underestimated Denise. She didn't think she had it in her. And in a regular season, you could say, I could see that. But, you know, it's like even underestimating, like, it's still a good player because of who's in this season. I mean, you can't underestimate anyone.
That move may have been the most amazing, just... Well, not backstabbing, but just in a way, one of the most amazing moves in Survivor history. That was I was screaming like it's the Saints just scored an 80-yard touchdown or something. I was like, holy! And Sandra, I mean, just dumbfounded. Yeah, I mean, was... who saw that coming? Like, that was so she got a token out of it. That's genius. So you give me a token before, and then give me one after, so I know it's real. Sandra's totally duped. So she got one of Sandra's tokens.
It was crazy to see Sandra played like that. You know, that's something you never see. Yeah, she let her guard
down. Sandra got played. I thought Sandra was making a genius move herself. If this worked the way Sandra wanted it, then both of them were sitting in a good spot too. So I don't think, but. It's just Denise just taking the head off the queen. I mean, she just destroyed Sandra the best way you could ever get rid of the greatest of all, you know, the only person to have won twice.
It's so hard to believe, like, as good of a player as Sandra is, to sacrifice the idol when, look, an idol guarantees you next week regardless. You have to play it. Just play it and survive into next week. That's all you got to do with a season like this. Just make it to next week and then you figure it out.
Yeah.
So to see her not do that was crazy, but I will say it also brought in these
Sandra
fire tokens.
Overplayed, maybe.
Maybe. But it does also now bring in these fire tokens that were like, what so, do they do? What's going to happen? Now they're involved with
something?
The strategy of the game.
So did I miss something? Because for the first 5 weeks, no one's even talking about tokens. They're not using them to negotiate. And then all of a sudden this week, everywhere, the tokens are being discussed and used, I mean, even on the Edge of Extinction.
I think some of that is that now you have more tokens, like people have more tokens, because initially everybody just had their one. Now that you had people who go to Extinction Island and had to give their tokens to somebody else, there's more tokens in the regular game now, so you have more to play with. You don't mind sacrificing one if you still have another one.
All right. So let's go to Edge of Extinction. Tyson wins a token, and he uses it on the menu. That looked new to me, but maybe I forgot or missed it in episode one, because your girl, Natalie, she's holding on to hers. Is she just not spending hers on the menu?
Yeah. I mean, because I think that menu was there the first.
I vaguely remember something like that, that you can use them to buy stuff.
See, I don't even remember seeing it, but.
I kind of remember. So Tyson buys a jar of peanut butter. What was that? The three tokens could buy you an immunity idol, right?
Yeah, but you can't use it on Extinction Island. So
right, you have to give it to somebody in the game.
Yeah, you'd have to trade it for.
It does you no good on the island.
Yeah, but if you know, all right. So let's say I'm Sandra. I'm Natalie. I know somebody's got three tokens. I buy an idol for three tokens. I sell it for three tokens, and all I did was just transfer
power to somebody that you like. If she's right. Still, you know, because she was playing with Jeremy at the beginning of the game.
Right.
Because I mean, what he actually did was he didn't find a fire token. He found an idol that he sold to Parv, right?
Yeah, that's how he got his token.
To get the fire token.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
It was a steal a vote, right?
It was a steal an immunity or whatever.
It was steal a vote. He sold it. You're right.
Or was it an idol nullifier? It might have been an idol nullifier. Yeah. I think it was an idol nullifier.
It might have been that. That's what it was.
Okay. Either way, he sold an advantage to Parvati for a token, got a token, then used that to buy his peanut butter.
Got it.
Right.
And yeah, because they even showed it like boom, boom, boom. I wonder if they have radios production. They're like, all right, we got this offer. Okay, you got that offer. Yeah, you want it. It's like deal, you know, a little stock market.
Here's the thing, too, about the people on Extinction Island. As more people go to the island, they're hearing about, you know, how's the game, you know, they're learning more about how the game is progressing so they can have an idea of maybe who's in power, who's in trouble. So if they want to offer to sell it to somebody who may be in trouble, you know, they can earn more fire tokens.
But you notice that all the, like, pretty much all the big heavy hitters are getting taken out, like, left and right now. I mean, Rob first went, then Parv, and now, I can't remember the damn
guy. Look,
Tyson, Rob, Parvati, and Sandra were the last four eliminated, and they're all super strong players. And, you know, even with all these players out, the season is not suffering. If anything, it's still getting better. That's one of the best parts about this entire season. You got all these dominant personalities in it. It's still a super exciting game. Like I still cannot wait to see what happens next week. Like I can't wait to see what happens every week. In the past, you've had these seasons where they bring back a few players and they take them out early and then the game gets really boring. But because of the all winter season, it just keeps going. It's just gaining steam.
But because, all right, so because they're doing all that, and somebody brought up the point in the tribal count, one of the tribal councils, about this old school, new school, and I think it was Nick being able to adapt. Like, you can't play that intimidation style. Oh, when they were talking about Rob, maybe you can't play that in the early diary session. You can't play that kind of game where the old school mentality, which is like, this is who we are, you intimidate and you do whatever. And this new way of playing Survivor, you've got to be able to align and rally and pivot and move and just keep all your relationships positive enough to where you can bend in one direction or the other. And I think they're right. I mean, and the only the old school player, parenthesis S, close parenthesis, who figure out that I can – can you do both? Can you create that alliance, keep them fearful or intimidated enough to stay loyal to you while also keeping positive relationships with your enemies, so to speak? And I think I thought Nick was going to turn based on
too.
Everything that we had seen. I really am surprised he didn't. And I thought kind of Wendell went from like guy you like to asshole.
I was worried for my boy Wendell at
real fast.
I was really worried for him. Yeah. He's just keeping it real. He's just keeping it real.
Well, you can keep things real without being a jerk.
when keeping it real goes wrong.
Right? I'm going to stab you in the front. I'm going to stand you in the back. I'll stab you in the front. I don't care.
What are you doing?
Who sits there and actually tells the whole story of how I was going to betray my alliance. Like, you, Nick, I was going to do this.
I don't know. He might have. I think he was still bluffing. I don't know that he really would have done it. I mean, it really would have hurt his position.
What you might not have seen on air was Yul, Nick, and him concocting to do that to Parvati and getting her to do, you know what I mean? Like, take her tokens or something.
Right.
So they might have been like, yes, of course, this was the master plan all along.
Were you surprised that Sandra left her tokens to Yul?
I didn't think she gave them to Yul. I thought she gave them to...
No, she gave them to Yul.
She gave them to
Yul. Yul, and she had how many tokens? She had three?
Three.
She had multiple tokens. Yul is in a really strong position right now.
She had four. So Yul got those. Oh, Michelle got the ones from Parvati, which that kind of surprised me.
I mean, they were together.
They were friends, yeah. I mean, they were kind of friends on the...
Yeah.
So, with all these people, all these big people on Extinction Island, it's going to be interesting to see how they interact. And then, is there, you know, we still don't know how you get from Extinction Island to back into the game.
I'm starting to believe more and more now that it is going to be a challenge.
Sandra's fucked then.
Not coming back.
There's no Sandra bench that you can sit on.
If it's a who can sit the longest? If it's a challenge, depending on the type of challenge, right? Yes, if it's an endurance challenge, I think Natalie's a strong contender.
Yeah.
If it's a physical challenge, I think Natalie and Tyson are and a little bit of Boston Rob are contenders. If it's a puzzle, if it's a combination challenge, I actually think Rob is out because Rob thinks he's good at puzzles, but he's not.
Rob and Amber might team up together to try to keep one of them, either by sabotaging the other players in the challenge by helping
Rob
their husband
be the kind of guy to think about it. Yes, Rob would be the kind of guy. I
thought you were going to say, do you think Rob and Amber are going to make a survivor baby? On the Extinction Island baby?
I think they're fine.
Never know.
I mean, it was interesting to see them working together, which, I mean, you knew they would, but it was pretty cool. Tyson, I like his, I'm acting like I'm peeing.
But, I'm taking a piss.
Yeah. That's how you keep them away.
I guess so.
I don't know. Jason, you got your spy shack, or what do you call it this time? Spy bubble?
Bunker? So to me, it was great to see him do that. It was like, oh, spy shack's back. But these players know well enough to avoid that. And if anything, it almost paints a target on his back. Like, hey, man, where'd he go? He's gone for a while. Like, that's
what I thought was happening. Denise was going after Tony.
As entertaining as it was to watch it on TV, I was like, Tony, come on, Tony.
Yeah, your boy made a mistake. And they all, like, he just completely disappears.
Disappears, right.
Right.
It was like, well, where does he go? This is, like, the biggest, you know, decision we've had to make, and he's gone. And yeah, Sandra, that antenna went up for Sandra. She's like,
I mean, that might be the last we see of the Spy Shack, I think.
Well, you should just move it. Like, he shouldn't put it in the same spot he did it last time. I mean, duh.
Hey, I know that. But it was – and then when he comes out of the Spy Shack, I mean, dude, don't make it obvious. He looked like he was on meth or something. He was, like, tweaking and stuff. He's like – and then he ran off.
He's like, I just hurt my back climbing a tree looking for an idol. I'm so paranoid.
Like, all right, dude.
Jeez.
He was right. His reaction at Tribal Council was pretty good. Like, he was just in total shock.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell just happened.
Dude, I still can't believe it. I mean, it was so big that I completely forgot about the other Tribal Council, the one with Wendell and Parvati and Michelle and all that. I do find myself rooting for Nick each week more and more, even though Yule's my guy. Yule is my after Rob selection, but if Yule gets voted out, then Nick's gonna be my guy.
I'm kind of liking Yule's chances at this point.
Yeah.
Well, if he keeps getting tokens,
especially now. I mean, he's got Wendell to shield him now. I mean, now after what Wendell said this week, whew.
Well, you know what's funny too is I like that, like, they've almost created their own currency value for the tokens, right? I mean, like, nobody told them what the tokens are going to be for. Nobody knew whatever. And so now they're trading tokens for power. And so the tokens had no value. It would be funny if you get to the end of the game and they're like, okay, what's with the tokens? And just like, the tokens don't really mean anything. You got
well, no, they have a menu too. Am I mistaken in that? Did they have a menu too?
I don't know. I'm
almost
remember.
Positive that they have a menu as well.
Ash on Facebook, we're all part of Survivor now. Outwit, outplay, out Corona.
True that.
Come like a bing, like a bing, a manona. Come, can I, what's that song?
My Corona.
Ash Corona. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. All right, so.
It's just coughing. My Corona.
All right, so predictions for next week.
Well, I need to pick a new person, Bird? Apparently, because Parv is gone, so
oh,
I need to.
You do.
You can't pick somebody that we've picked. So I've got Wendell, Jeff's got Yule.
You could take Nick from me if you.
I'm going Yule. Denise.
Ooh.
Oh, I see you.
Look at that.
All right.
Straight cut
from the bottom to the top.
Yep, I'm going to right. Might as well.
Well, the beauty is nobody's going to be mad at her for what she did. They're going to actually love and be impressed by what she did.
Right, they're going to be impressed. I'm telling you, she reminds me of Carol from Walking Dead. Like, I think if the producers are controlling things, she's Carol. Like, Carol was nice and shy and meek at first, getting abused by her husband. All of a sudden, she's this gangster, you know, who, like, you don't fuck with.
And she just killed the whole horde. Yeah.
That's Denise.
All right. Well, I with getting this much of the diary sessions with Denise, Denise is highly intelligent. I think, like, she's really smart. She's aware. She's self-aware, and she's able to read these people. And she won. I mean, you think about it. She won a season, so right. She's not, like, the whole conversation that Sandra's saying, she's not a threat. I'm surprised Sandra would say that. If not, you know, I'm just going to make it look like we're voting for you to play everybody, but. Come on, Sandra. You don't insult the person that you need to save you. And then, well, Sandra, there's different types of threats, and I'm about to show you one of them. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
It's fantastic. That's. I mean, everybody's a threat. Every single person left is a threat.
I am ready for a merge, though. I'm done with all these separate tribes. I'm ready for the battle royale to begin.
So what do we –
So how many players do we have left?
They all have four now. Is that correct?
Yeah, because they all vote – because the last week Tribe A went, and now you had to – the other two go.
So right. There's 12. So there's 12 left.
So 12. If your merge could happen.
Right, because I don't think we know how many people go to the finals, two or three. We don't know. But if it's three, then that leaves you with nine jury members, you know, unless for some reason they're going to allow everybody to be on the jury.
No, they're not.
How do you know?
Because I follow Survivor threads, and I know that that's not the case.
Because you drink and you know things?
I drink and I know things?
Tyrion.
Tyrion. Oh, right. Lannister.
Come on. I mean, I know Game of Thrones is over, but you haven't forgotten at all yet, have you?
I forgot a lot.
I forget a lot. I can't even watch Westworld episode one without first watching a recap of last season because I don't remember shit from that.
Well, in fairness, that this is a crazy show. A lot of shit happens. And you know who's a robot? Who's human? You know.
Yeah.
I like them. What's real anymore?
I like them being in the real world. It's pretty cool.
I can't wait. Yeah. Gonna watch that. Okay. So that's our thing for Survivor. Anything else y'all got to say on that before I close up?
Just, you know, I'm anticipating pretty much every season. I mean, every episode is going to be a good episode. Like, there's not going to be a bad episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a question, and I know you'll end it as soon as I ask this question.
Uh-oh.
So what's the point of Tyson getting the peanut butter if there's no dogs on Extinction Island?
And that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. You like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts like you might be doing right now. Subscribe on YouTube to also watch live broadcasts or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And, of course, if you don't listen to us the old-fashioned way, there is the Dome Patrol Podcast.
Cam?
Yeah. Well, I was debating whether I should say things like we're on iTunes and Google Play and TuneIn and Stitcher.
Well, hey, it's better than my ending because I don't have it written down and I just kind of stumble my way through it.
I don't either.
I guess you're used to saying it every week. I'm not.
No, I do have it written down. All right. What do we say? Dome Patrol Podcast?
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, island donkeys.
The tribe has spoken.
Let me go wild.